we were in Baba's honeymoon. You know, everything was glorious and wonderful for us. And every time we would see someone from India on the streets, we'd run up to them and go, "Oh, you know about Meher Baba? Tell us about Meher Baba." And it was like they'd look at us like we're absolutely crazy. Most of them had never heard about Baba, much less were they going to tell us about it. But, you know, we would keep doing this because it just, we were so enthralled with the idea of Baba and that he was from the East, and we were just sure that, you know, of course these people must know about him. Well, after enough rejections like that, you know, you finally get the idea that, you know, that's utter stupidity. So, you know, I'd forgotten our little practice, and when I was working, I had to have babysitters for my daughter.
Yeah.
My son was already, I think, in school at that point. And we lived in married student housing for UCLA. My husband was a student then. And there was a lot of international students that lived there also with their families. And so they would put little notices on the board for babysitting. And I followed one up, and it was a very lovely Indian lady. She was very petite, and she had two daughters of her own, and my daughter, you know, just fit in beautifully, and so she would babysit for my daughter. And she was even more loving than I was. So I thought, ah, this is a perfect mother substitute. I can go work, and my daughter will be so happy here with this lady. Mrs. Mazarat Daud was her name. Anyway, I think she'd been babysitting Daud, D-A-U-D. She had been.
Was she a Muslim? Is Islam?
I'm sorry, I had no idea. She was just very sweet and loving. That was my only requirement. And clean. So one day, I'd probably been using her about 3 weeks at that point. I happened to have a Baba button on. And I, you know, walk in to deposit Amber. And she goes, "Oh, Meher Baba!" And I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather. After all of these situations where, you know, you go shaking somebody to tell you about Baba, and she said, "Oh, Meher Baba, I've met him." She said, "I used to have breakfast with him when I was a child." Apparently her uncle, and I, this has been, Amber's, what, 17 now, so this has been so many years ago, I don't remember, but apparently her uncle was a Baba lover, and when Baba came through that section of India, wherever it was she lived, Baba would stay at his house, and they actually had a group photo. She didn't have it with her, it was at her home, her parents' home in India. But a group photo with Baba sitting there with all the family and the kids on the ground in front of them. And she said, "Yes, I have had my picture taken with Baba. He used to come to my uncle's house many times." So,
are you in contact with her?
No. Because now, everyone moves off after they got
Lord Meher, there will be the pictures of the groups, old groups.
Well, she was about 5 years old at the time, so there's no way I'd recognize her. But so when you least expect it, you know, Baba pops out. And so the idea that Baba had been so compassionate, because I hadn't had a babysitter for my daughter till she was 3 years old. Not only could I not afford it, but I wasn't willing to part with her. She was, you know, my precious little angel. And so the idea that Baba had found a babysitter that he'd met, that was just beyond me.